All right, 7:15 with the morning after in for Denny Show today, a little bit tomorrow, and then Black Friday as well. It's good to have you with us here on Q105. It's Eric, Paul, the producer's here to help us
out.
Hit some buttons today, make sure we're kind of on time. Demetrius Nicodemus and Philip Taylor, thanks for joining us. 419-240-1055. I want to go back to something earlier on the show sheet, because I had no idea that this was going to be this big of a deal when I posted it up on Facebook. I have, remember when you chastised me for buying expensive socks like back in the spring?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that at all?
Mm.
I bought some expensive socks. They were on sale, but they were expensive. Mm. They were Nike socks. Somehow, literally after I bought these socks, two of the pairs that I really liked, one of them in each pair disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. And it's hard to lose stuff.
That's what happens.
In my place. Does the washer or does the dryer typically eat clothing?
It is the sock elf.
There's the sock elf.
Okay, there's the sock elf.
So the sock elf visited Eric's home and walked right past the dogs and took these socks.
Yes.
And I really like these. And since money's a little tight, this is like a $52 radio show today.
Yep.
We've done the math. I said, screw it. I'm going to wear these unmatched pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Took an arrogant picture at Planet Fitness, posted it up, and people were like, oh. Like,
that's what that was.
Everyone does this. I'm like, what do you mean everyone? They're like, yeah, I do. Yeah. I don't take the time to match socks. And then I kind of debunked this, like, well, hold on a second. You don't match socks because you've got pants on and people can't see them. People can look at my legs and go, you're wearing socks that are unmatched. Perhaps you're a couple of dumbbells short of a full rack of weights. Then someone said, my teenagers do this all the time. This is what's in. I'm like, stop. There are a lot of teenagers at the gym. They all have matching socks. So I need some backup.
And, oh, my God.
And remind you, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't buy the whole, oh, I don't ever match it. Do you guys have matching, all of you?
I match my socks, but I do it purposely. But I do know people who have matching socks, and they purposely reach in their drawer and grab socks that don't match. And how my pants sometimes are cuffed or rolled up, they do that. Or girls who are wearing skirts, I've seen it since I was in high school.
My wife has a basket of unmatched socks. And this is how it drives me crazy, because she starts her day with that uncertainty of not knowing if she's going to have two matching socks. She just shoves her hand in and pulls out two socks, and whatever socks she has on in her hand, she puts on her feet. It's weird.
Good for her.
She doesn't match socks.
That's reckless living.
No.
She intentionally doesn't match socks.
Mm-hmm.
My morning, even today when I woke up, I used to wake up at 4:45 every morning. I was over at the station by 5:01 at the latest. Everything, and this was without a clock or a timer or anything like that.
Good for
today,
you.
Same thing, 4 o'clock. I was over here about 4:30, a couple of minutes after. Driving to work was weird, but I didn't go to the old place, that would have been a huge mistake. Talk about a lawsuit. Why is Eric banging at the door?
Couldn't get in. So.
I got slowed down by having to find socks that match today, and I realize now that it's normal to have them not match, which is fine. Well, but I have all my, in my laundry room, I have all my socks and underwear in a pile.
Are they clean?
Yeah.
Why don't you match your socks when they come out of the dryer, like a normal person?
I wanted to get to this.
Okay.
Not a folder, apparently.
Are there people, and I'm sure this is the norm, you match the socks and then put them in a drawer so they don't become unmatched?
Yeah.
They live together.
Yeah.
It's like a husband and a wife.
Yeah. That's how that works. Why don't you do that? That's weird.
I don't have any drawer space.
But see, what he did was he bought expensive socks, so he's only got these phantom expensive ones over here. He didn't buy the pack of a dozen white
gold
gym socks,
right.
Gold toes for $9. He went.
My
big
socks are like that.
Gold
toe
is a good brand. I don't know why anybody.
I'm not knocking it.
Okay.
Why don't you just like when you take them out and you see them, you just like fold them over and put them in the basket with your underwear and other match socks.
How about? Did you live in a cave? Did your parents not raise you right? Like, for real, you don't match your socks or fold your underwear? You live out of piles?
I don't fold my underwear.
Like,
that's
weird. Do you bounce around the house just barking at people?
When I was younger.
Have you no humanity?
Raised by wolves.
When I was younger, it was always like the gold. They were all white. Or they were like no-show socks.
Racist.
And I have those too. I am No. Well,
sock racism?
I'm reverse racist now with socks because most of them are coloreds.
Oh, can you say that about socks?
Colored.
Colored. Oh, God. Colored. This conversation is taking a weird turn,
people. The socks are colored.
Okay. Okay, let's check you out. Let's check you
colored.
Out.
Colored.
So you got one gray Nike sock.
But you got jeans on, right?
Yes.
So where would you want?
I know, but that was the reason why I never matched them, because everything was the same color. Paul, what does your sock drawer look like?
I have a whole pile of white ones. I have a pile of dress socks of various colors. I try to match those, but all the white ones are the white ones, and that's just what I wear, jeans and shorts. There you go.
Do you fold them into pairs?
I do not. They go in one.
So they're just in a accordion randomly. Style.
Nope. I put them all together in one big, and I just, they're there.
And they're not paired up with like a good cuff? They're, so that you no, can they're just not reach little your
balls.
Hand
they're
in
not balls. They're not wrapped up. They're not. They're all just, together, like on top of each other. So I pull two at the same time.
That's my mom used to do that with my dad's socks. They were two socks. Oh. We'll be careful.
Excuse me, that was me.
It was in a ball. What does your sock drawer look like, D?
My sock drawer looks like this. Picture it.
Okay, here we go.
Sicily.
Yes, it's deep and it's long and it's got a divider in the middle. Now all of my dress socks are neatly paired together and then laying down in a way that you can lay them on top of one another so they look organized. Mm-hmm. It goes from blue to green to gray to black.
You're doing the most.
Yes, that is the color. It goes,
primary colors
that's
go
from
first.
That's awesome. From the back to the front, and then on the other side are my athletic socks from the longs to the shorts. Now the short ones, boop. Are all balled up,
okay,
and then put in the back, while the long ones are neatly paired and then laying down from my favorites to my least favorites. That's when I know I must have.
Who
I have
hurt
to
you
do
as
socks.
A child? I don't understand who does this.
That's hey,
so
if
weird.
It wants dessert, that's what it does.
And that's so weird.
Do you have
I'm
Cohen,
sorry, flashbacks.
Do Cohen do this for you?
No.
So while Kara lives in sock chaos, you live in. Sock satisfaction.
I'm very with my entire like underwear kind of outfit, t-shirts. I still fold my t-shirts like I was in boot camp, along with my underwear.
But
and
see,
I still
like,
do the same things with my socks.
You understand like the way that you fold those things were like for space saving situations. You don't have that issue anymore.
Dude, first of all, do you know how awesome it is to like walk into a dresser drawer, fold up your clothes, and let people see how much actual room there is in there when you fold a t-shirt properly?
I will not go out of my way to make sure that my socks are not matched like some people claim to do. 7:23, it's the morning after, in for Denny's show today here on Q105. We've got a friend from Cedar Creek Church, a friend that I made, somebody that I actually really like, a friend over the summertime. We'll hang out with him and we'll do some Christmas stuff in just a couple of minutes. 7:23 on Q105. I'll hit it, Paul.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from.